816, just north of Knott, heading northbound.
816, good evening. I got your request to talk. How can I help?
My question concerns deadheads. You know, for example, on this run, particularly tonight with that little reroute down there at Winchell and Lombard's blocked off, I mean, MLK is blocked off at Lombard, but just more generally speaking, when this, you know, the old 8-8 run used to end up there at Deakin and MLK, and then we'd go down to Winchell and lay over. But, for example, tonight, you know, there now is a new stop down there at Lombard in Columbia. So, let's just imagine that, for example, right now I'm getting ready to head up that way, and it's entirely conceivable that I don't have any passengers when I reach MLK and Deakin. The last passenger could be discharged, which means I have no passengers going down to Lombard in Columbia. Do I have to go all the way down to Lombard in Columbia?
Are you hopping out here?
No, I'm hopping
out here. Up ahead.
Okay.
So, my question is, do I have to go all the, you know, through the reroute and everything tonight? But just even more generally speaking, when I have no passengers, you know, down at Lombard, do I have to go all the way down, like at the end of the night when I'm getting ready to go home? I got nobody. Do I have to do all that loop-de-loop stuff?
Okay, so I think what you're asking is if you have no passengers and you are at Lombard and MLK, correct? That would be the intersection that you're in question, because I believe you don't have a stop at MLK and Columbia with the new routing. If you don't have any passengers and you start a deadhead, you are more than welcome to just start your deadhead. You don't have to go to Winchell.
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking my last passenger will probably be discharged at, you know, I meant Lombard and MLK. I'm sorry, I probably misspoke and said Columbia. You know, I'm very often my last passenger is discharged at Deakin and MLK. So then I have no reason to even make the right-hand turn and go down to Winchell. I can deadhead, or I can come back home, but I don't want to have that to be kind of a blot on my record, shortlining, or that sounds ridiculous, but, you know, I just want to do the right thing.
Yeah, and I would also agree that the right thing in this situation is you need to finish your run out regardless. So if your last stop is, Lombard and MLK, then make sure that you're at least staying in service to there, it's not much of a difference in deadheading, if I remember correctly, going to Lombard, getting to I-5 from Lombard versus Rosa Park.
Yeah, so if I don't have to go down to Winchell and I'm at my last stop there at Lombard and MLK, I can just hop off, head on down Lombard instead of going down to Winchell. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, if you have no passengers and you have no one to transport to that last stop at Winchell and MLK, and you're supposed to deadhead like this next trip down to 6th and Mill, absolutely.
Love you. Thanks a lot for the clarification. Sorry for all this, like, bureaucratic nonsense. Just for clarification. Appreciate it.
Train 21, yardbound, just left Cleveland.
Here, call it Civic before selecting for the yard.
21, copy. Call it Civic before selecting.
816.
816, not to make that any longer, my apologies, we find out, but I did copy, and I hope you have a great night.
Copy that, thank you very much.
I thought we'll be clear at midnight 53.
702.
702, if you could head back to the garage, we would appreciate that.
Sounds good, on my way.
Thank you, 053.